This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God of all power, the author and giver of all that is best, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish all that is within us that is good, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Having grown up in South Florida, our yards always had hibiscus trees. My mom's favorite, and so my father would propagate them. And the way that he did it is that he would take sphagnum moss. I don't mean to talk with my back to you all over there. He'd take sphagnum moss and make sure that it was really, really wet. And he would then take a sharp knife and cut away a layer of what's called cambium, the outer layer of a stem. And he would take the foil and he'd place it around. And he'd tighten it in the back, and then he'd take this really wet root, this sphagnum moss, and he'd put it around the part of the stem that he had cut away so that it was just open to all this good nourishment. And then he would wrap it up like this so that the moistness would stay in, and he would leave it that way for weeks. And sure enough, little by little, a root ball would grow. And then he would snip it underneath, and he would take this and put it in a pot, and he'd have a whole new hibiscus plant. Maybe some of you have done the same thing. Maybe you've seen it in plants elsewhere. Propagating a hibiscus plant in this way is called air layering. If you want to propagate in another way, you can do what's called grafting. So there's three different types of grafting. You can do a side graft so that same stem, I would make a cut in the side, and I would take a stem from possibly another type of hibiscus plant, or the same, stick it in the side and do the same kind of wrapping from the side as a side graft, or from the top, which is called a tip graft, or from the last type is a veneer graft, where you can do it on the side. And you would still wrap it around like that and form a root ball so that you can either create another hibiscus plant, just like this one, or if you use another type of hibiscus and do that kind of grafting, then you create a hybrid and you plant it and you have a new plant. What's in common between air layering and the grafting is that the host plant, this original plant, has to be alive. It won't work if this plant is dead. So there has to be the healthy life within it in order to then nourish other plants. You might have noticed that my opening prayer at the altar was our collect of the day, but just a slightly different rendition of it. When the prayer of our collect today was written by way before our prayer book, Thomas Cranmer took that ancient prayer and he changed it a little bit to how it is read now in our prayer book that we heard in the very beginning of the service by Father William. But the very first line, graft in our hearts the love of your name, that stayed the same. And it means, you know, anytime we say your name, we're talking about all that God stands for, his name, and all that we are to become in that name and in and through the power of that name. The second, the prayer continues, increase in us true religion. And this is a part that Cranmer changed. The original prayer said, increase in us religion. And because of all the controversies going on in that day, which we probably wouldn't know about today, he put in true religion to get his point across. And if you notice, as we've talked about before, The very center of the word religion is lig, for ligament, to reconnect us to what is true and good within us, that which is already that divine spark, simply because we're children of God. But we need God to nourish that, and we need to be aware of our dependence on that connection. So true religion is realizing that we're dependent upon our Creator for life and what gives us breath. So in this prayer, we're asking God to graft in our hearts the awareness of this truth, that we are all loved.